There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I hope Matt's okay with it.
Is anyone really asked?
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. Oh, yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. A story that we mentioned during one of the trending alerts and earlier that I wanted to get to is quarterback Matthew Sluka, I believe, is how I'm saying his name, from UNLV, has left the team over what his agent is now calling claims of an unfulfilled verbal NIL promise. His agent, Marcus Cromartie, whoever that is, said to ESPN that UNLV didn't come through on a verbal offer of $100,000 from an assistant coach in order to get Sluka to play at UNLV. Meanwhile, head coach Barry Odom said later in a phone conversation that the offer wasn't valid because it didn't come from him, but rather from offensive coordinator Brennan Marion. And he has a further declined statement, meaning the head coach, UNLV, the program, in a statement today that said that Sluka's, quote, representative made financial demands upon the university and its NIL collective in order to continue playing, end quote. I have a feeling, you and I have not talked about this, but I know how you operate. You defend players at all costs for those that you like. And you think everybody should be paid handsomely and everybody there should be unlimited funds. So I imagine you're on Mr. Sluka's side in this?
I am, because college football has turned into a business. And this has been reported by The Athletic. It was the father.
Yeah.
Basically saying.
I just said that. Yeah.
Yeah. If they lied to him about how much money they were supposed to give him and they keep trying to defer the payments. College football is a business, man. If you were told that you were going to get a $180,000 check, or you were told that you were going to get $4,500 a paycheck, but your first check comes in at $2,000, and they said, "Oh, we'll give it to you on the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one," I quit. That just is what it is at this point, man. You're going to see this a lot in college. This is the problem. UNLV, and you're going to see other schools do this. UNLV doesn't have the coin to get some of the top recruits in the country. So what are these schools going to start doing? They're going to start lying so they can acquire talent and then say that they're going to pay them down the line. They're going to try to backload their NIL deals. And it's on players.
Well, is that exactly what happened here? Because that's not – I mean, some of the details that I have, maybe you have different details. Apparently, the quarterback – through UNLV's collective, did get a one-time $3,000 fee paid out over the summer, according to the guy who manages the collective for UNLV, right? So you assume that's true. Said the agents first made contact with the collective in late August to discuss future opportunities to work together. He said the guy who runs the collective was not aware of any promises to pay the quarterback Sluka $100,000, and Sluka had not contacted the collective about missing payments as far as he knew. So they're saying that a promise was made, not that actual payments, if I'm interpreting this right, a promise was made, not that actual payments were missed. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I have, again, the manager of the collective, again, he works in concert with UNLV, obviously, saying they did pay him a $3,000 fee.
But this is the problem. They get to lying during the process. Now, if there's nothing on paper...
Why isn't the player and the father lying?
If there's nothing on paper...
Yeah.
If there's nothing on paper, then that's where I look at Sluka and the dad and say, well, business. Like I said, it's a business. You got to get these deals done on paper so that this can't happen. Because I know how it goes. They walk into the house of the family. They're having dinner. They're jocking the kid up, telling him how good he's going to be. Yeah, buddy, we'll give you $100,000. But they only have it in writing that it's $3,000. And the promise is made to seal the deal. The verbal promise is made to go over the top. It's like when you and your, you know, if you and your lady friend, you go on a date and, you know, you're looking for her to, you know, cover the half of the bills for this month. And you say, baby, I'll rub your feet when we get home. It's not in writing, but she knows that, hey, I'm mentally preparing to pay your half of the rent this month because you said you'd rub my feet. Hard example to stick with, probably, but yeah. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The verbal promise from the university was made to push the deal over the top. And I think we're going to see that more and more.
But promises can be like, hey, man, we'll take care of you. We'll get you squared up. It's different than I promise to pay you $100,000. Right? I mean, like, there are differences in terms of how people interpret what gets told to them and what they see.
Yeah.
So we're stuck here in a situation, and again, I don't know how some of the stuff works. Like, are there individual contracts? Like, are players signing individual, like, actual contracts? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll give you a for instance, right? Mm. Like, I don't work under a contract. I'm one of the few talk show hosts ever in the history of mankind that doesn't work under contract. I trust that Odyssey will pay me every 2 weeks, and they trust that I'll come in and do the show. Like, you know, sometimes you get that. Sometimes you get, hey, man, we'll square you up. We'll take care of you. Just have faith in us. Buy into us. You know, and some people take that as a promise, and some people don't take that as a promise. It's a complex story and more time than we probably have to deal with, but I mean, just wanted to pay that off.
Another part of the Commander's puzzle, by the way. Cleveland Farrell ruled out as well.
So already they're ruling out two guys. That's weird that they would rule them out that quickly.
Yeah, give them time and don't. Yeah,
well,
give them time. Don't
why
push
give
it.
Arizona time? You know, like, if you don't have to rule somebody out, like, why do it on a Wednesday? That's kind of weird. All right, tonight at Nationals Park, 6:45, one of the remaining home games of the year, and well, there's not that many. There's only four. Left, I should say five left. I should say the Phillies are coming in over the weekend. Tonight, DJ Hers versus Jared Lorenzen. And you might know that. Oh, Michael Lorenzen. Michael
I'm about
Lorenzen.
To say, Jared Lorenzen.
Not Jared
Lorenzen. The fat quarterback?
Yeah, not him. Michael Lorenzen. You might remember the last time Michael Lorenzen pitched against the Nationals. It was for the Philadelphia Phillies. He no-hit them last summer. The Nationals. The Nationals have been shut out 17 times already this year, including last night in 10 innings. They get a good pitching performance from Mitchell Parker. Bullpen does a good job. An error in the 10th, scoring the Kansas City run. Kansas City was desperate. They had lost seven in a row. They were fading. They're in playoff contention still, but boy, did they need a win. And they went out and got a 1-0 win. Tonight, DJ Hers with his last start of the year. He's 4-8 with a 4.30 ERA. Certainly an impressive first year or so. Less than a year. But you get the point. Run with the Nationals. Again, the Nationals with a six-man rotation. So everybody pitching from here on out, including Mitchell Parker last night, making their final start of the year. 6:45, 106.7 The Fan, and the Odyssey app. Today's game day weather. is looking better than, well, yesterday. Expected to be cloudy and maybe somewhat overcast, but a very low percentage chance of raining. Now, we should always caution you that weather reports can change, because yesterday we had a somewhat favorable report, and then it immediately changed right after the show, and the skies opened. They did get the game in, but it was about 40 minutes late. But tonight, right around game time, 71 or degrees or so, dropping into the high 60s, and about a 15% or less chance of rain for the night. Today's game day weather presented by Pepco. Storm season is here. We know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com/stormprep.
Clean up in aisle three.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.